Our northern neighbour Timor-Leste says it will be ready by the end of the year to sign a new treaty with Australia on divvying up more than $30 billion of oil and gas reserves in the Timor Sea. Australia effectively agreed to give up its claim to half of those riches under a previous deal when it entered into UN-sponsored talks with Timor in The Hague. But Canberra and Dili have agreed on the draft wording of a new treaty. And it's a big climb down on a centrepiece of Australian foreign policy that's been in place since Australia sent troops to Timor in 1999. Peter Lloyd reports.
Every Prime Minister since, and including John Howard, has held fast against Timor. Malcolm Turnbull will be the Prime Minister who accepts less than the 50-50 revenue split under the scuppered deal and forego billions. How many billions and on what share, Timor's ambassador to Australia, Adele Guterres, won't say. But he insists the new deal will be transformational.
Without developing the infrastructure, you really cannot diversify the economy and or encourage private sector investment, you know, private money.
And it's revenue that's urgently needed. Timor gets 80% of its money from oil and gas. Existing wells in the Timor Sea are running dry. Last month, the country filled 3 million barrels of oil, down from a peak of twice that 5 years ago. And despite pledging not to, the government in Dili has raided the sovereign petroleum fund piggy bank for 3 years in a row. This year's drawdown is a staggering $730 million. Ambassador Guterres says the money's being used to front-load the economy.
To be developed, you really need to have a good infrastructure that allows the quick movement of goods and services.
For Australia, there is urgency of another kind, political and diplomatic pressure from the United States to clean up the contradiction of arguing for China to play by the international game in the South China Sea, whilst holding to its previous position of refusing to negotiate with Timor on a maritime boundary in the same international rules-based environment. A few months ago, Australia was on the receiving end of a pointed but little publicised hurry-up in a report from the US House Armed Services Committee. It said Washington saw security benefits for itself from Australia resolving the maritime dispute and encouraged Canberra to establish a boundary in order to, quote, send a positive signal to other states regarding adherence to a rules-based order. Labor says federal cabinet should waste no time agreeing to a new deal. Foreign Affairs spokesman Senator Penny Wong.
We're very pleased that the government did shift its position and do what Labor had called for prior to the last election, which is to seek to resolve this dispute over the maritime boundary.
There's been no ministerial visits from Australia to Timor since 2013, so the treaty represents a potential diplomatic reset moment.
Peter Lloyd.